At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, now you asked me to get a new haircut, and I did, honestly, like a month ago.
I'm sorry.
What should I have said, Adam Carter, when Susie said, new haircut? What should I have said?
Relatively.
Relatively? That's what you would have said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad response.
This cranky guy would have said relatively. You would have said that?
Yeah.
Dave, you buy in that he would
Nobody
have
ever
that.
Notices when I get my haircut, so.
So it's okay. Wow. So he's bitter.
Some deep-seated anger
okay.
right here.
Here we go.
Did you get a haircut? I got them all.
Hey! Thank you, Susie.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Did I say that weather was brought to you by Hilltop Camper and RV?
Very nice, folks. Thank you. Hilltop.
Did I even do the weather?
No, not yet.
No. You look very nice today.
Thank you. I have a new dress.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so I'm just...
Did you buy that during the shift?
No, I got it this weekend because I have big news to tell you. Isaiah turned one.
Oh!
We had a fabulous
This is your grandson.
My
Excellent.
Grandson who's walking.
Yeah.
And I have some, you know, we're going to have overrated and underrated letter.
Oh!
And my ex-husband and his new wife were there. I should say new wife, 15 years.
15 years.
I think, but I don't see them.
As new as your haircut.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was interesting. I have not seen them.
Is that a part of overrated?
Yes.
Okay.
What to do in awkward situations.
Yeah. What did, we could do that even now. We got a kind of smorgasbord here. What is your move in awkward personal situations when you're in the room?
Right.
And you can't leave. You can't say, hey, Isaiah, you're my grandson. I love you. But and Grandpa's here. I'm out of here. Can't do that. Can you, Carter?
No.
No.
No, that would.
No.
Have you experienced that?
Well, I mean, not specific. If you're talking about awkward situations, 98% of my existence is awkward situations.
Oh, well. Okay.
wherever I am, you know it's awkward.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't adapt always to that. I think you're better than you give yourself credit for, to be honest.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice compliment for you.
Well,
buddy.
Because he's so hard on himself in those circumstances. I've been there, and he's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
He spoke well of you earlier today, too. We were talking about not getting invited to events.
Yeah.
There's an event that happened this weekend that a few people were invited to, but not everybody.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, he missed the whole thing, did he?
I was...
Jimmy Erickson got married.
I saw, and I said congratulations. Were you there?
No.
Were you there?
No.
Yeah, was it really big?
No.
No,
25
people.
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't think you have to, like, you were mad because when I had my birthday, I didn't have a big group.
Oh, right. I didn't get invited to that either.
Yeah.
Oh, something's wrong with me. I think I need to go to therapy.
No, there's nothing wrong.
No,
I mean,
I got to go back to therapy and find out why
I think
I'm
this
not
is one of those
invited.
Awkward moments we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right.
Let's go.
Right. Bravo, because Jimmy's new wife, I think they were pretty early on at the station
Yeah.
Christmas party, right?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
so quick. She seems very nice.
Beautiful photos.
Yeah, great photos. Absolutely.
Denny Long took those photos. Mm-hmm.
And his son, right? Tony? Yep.
Tony and John Hines officiated.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Steve and Vanita, you know, the morning crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just known
you. You're mad. You're mad that you weren't invited. Yes. Dave has earned it out. She's missed.
There's some bitterness there, and she's not hiding it well.
No.
All right.
No.
That laugh.
Well, I was very, very socially. I had great finesse in meeting, seeing my ex-husband and his wife.
Oh,
and
nice pivot, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Moved on from the whether or not.
Will you point this out to Jimmy next time you see him and say, where was I on the list?
Probably not. But I wonder if he will say, and I'm being dead honest with you guys. I feel like, you know, radio mic is on or off.
Yeah, let's go.
I know. I might say, you know, I've known you 30 years. 30 years I've been at this station next year. He's 31 or 2 years.
Do you know in this building who met Jimmy first?
Who?
He's talking right now at the Fan.
Oh, okay.
Because he was at the Fan for a few years before he came here.
Get out of town.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's his wedding. If it was my kid, then it'd be a little awkward. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
Like if Dave got married again, I'd feel like I should be there. Renewing your vows. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Well, as Adam mentioned.
There was no Dave going, sure, of course you'd be there.
No.
You feel like you should be there. I get that.
All right. Can we start the show?
Yeah, why not? But I was just going to add before you start the show, Adam said nice things about you in that you were the only one who attended his daughter's graduation party. And I was invited to that.
Yeah, and you didn't go.
I did not. And I can't remember why. Was it storms? Or
no,
it
was
it was 100 degrees.
No, it was Portman assassination.
Yeah, that's
Oh, I was on that all day. Yeah.
That's a very valid reason.
I think so.
I think some other folks who didn't show, I'm not sure the reasons is valid. I'll be the one who says the awkward thing right there.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, they had grilled cheese, friends, people I didn't know, Adam's football coach. I had a very good time.
Nice. I'm glad you did. And I'm glad
you just got home too.
Moving on to the next phase of our life. We did not do weather, but it's just the
hot and humid.
That's
hot and humid.
Let's go. And then there'll be some weather. It's a little rain and thunderstorms later.
Hit the button.
Mm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once again, a soundbite not from SNL. It's actually the president of the United States. We'll get to that later. Hartman, Carter, Harrigan, Susie, also in the mix. Okay, let's just complain about the just awful air quality we have. We're going to have from the Pollution Control Agency in Minnesota, Ryan, do we say it as Luke?
I think we go with Luke.
Ryan Luke. Going to tell us what's going on. How ticked off are we? Because it just doesn't let up. We did it before. We can do it again. Who in Canada are we blaming? Who in Canada deserves the blame? I mean, maybe Trump has to go up there and start raking the forests. What are they doing up there?
Yeah, it's more than a hindrance, too. I've noticed, like, has this been going on now for the last couple of years?
Is at least the third summer.
I think sure. I'm with Dave.
Up until this year, when we had the first round, it has made me physically nauseous. And I had not noticed that in previous years. And it's to the point where I can't be outside for a long period of time.
There are a lot of people. Yesterday, so I went to Duluth to play some of the most miserable golf that's ever been played.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, my God. What's happened to me? First time where it got to me. Now, Northland's pretty hilly, right? And as I told you guys, I had just disastrous sleeping weekend. But I was walking up those hills on 2 and 3, and my chest was heavy. And I left here town like 8-ish or so and arrived up there maybe 10:30. The air quality in Duluth yesterday, compared to down here, it was much worse up there. And it is awful. And I think there are plenty of people in your category. Text us. Who do you want to blame? And has this affected the quality of your life? Because there is no doubt there are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are affected by this.
Well, think about it. If you live way up north, too.
I just don't understand how it's just become such a fixture. And I don't feel like we're making any progress. It just feels like to me, Adam, it goes away for a week or two, then it comes back. Goes away, comes back. What? I mean, this is part of what I wanted to ask Ryan. Look, what are they doing? And there's really nothing we can do, right? We just have to accept this?
Right. I think, is it the fact that those wildfires are in such remote areas that they just let them burn instead of spending the money to put them out?
That's part of what I'm going to ask them. Are they so pervasive? Are they so powerful? But what's it like around the fires?
Ugh.
If the air is like this here, what if you're 10, 20, 30 miles from those fires? We have the narrow window of excellent weather. If you like summer, I get it. If you like winter, you got way more time and good on you. But this summer has been a calamity. With all the rain, hot as you know what, and then air quality.
Yeah.
Who should we blame for that? I'm looking at it. I'm thinking about you.
Me?
Think about you.
For the Canadian stuff?
Yeah, because you're kind of a Canadian. You would go up there. You'd fish up there. Maybe you started a fire.
Well, I was thinking, like last year in June, I went up there. This year, I'm people who go up to that resort I go. I wonder how bad it is up there.
Dave, if someone said to you right now, you could take a trip to Canada Would you look for the where the fires were before would you go, or would you say, well, I'm just in?
Why would I want to go to Canada, first of all, please, until they become number 51?
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
Be a big state, by the way. I mean, never really factors that in.
A lot of state.
How big of a state it would be. A
lot of state.
By the way, state really aligned with this politics,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm heading to the Toronto side, I think it would be all right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
right?
I'm good not going anywhere near the fires where it seems the smoke would be much more of a chance to be out in the air.
Yeah. How about you?
Would I go to Canada?
Yeah. If you found out, it's not obviously going from Toronto to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that expansive, but if you were going somewhere hiking, fishing, and it's up towards Winnipeg or,
yeah,
you know, the general area, wouldn't we be?
And if it's this bad here and it's affecting me this badly here, I would have serious consideration. Could I handle that for 5 days?
Yeah. How much is this altering your day-to-day life? 651-461-9226. And which Canadian are you blaming for this ineptitude?
Anne Murray.
Mm. Anne Murray. Is Anne still with us? I don't think so.
No,
she is?
Yep.
She's still with us. Why am I blanking? What was her really big song?
Oh,
she's got a few, right?
Songbird is a great one.
Yeah, that's true. Let It Be. Didn't she do that with McCartney, I think? Who are you blaming? 651-461-9226. I'll tell you who I'm not blaming. My friend, because she is my friend too, Amber Scholl. Amber is now running the American Family Office that I've been relying on since I came back here in 1990. My family has been relying on this office longer than that. Amber has been a part of this American Family Office for 15 years. She took over from my guy, Lyndon. Lyndon did a great job, and Amber's making it even better. Okay, your car insurance. Do you really know that you have the best deal? Because you probably don't. You probably just stay with the same company for a long time. How about your home? Are you convinced you're getting everything you can out of those? Do you have a homeowner's situation? I'm going to give you a homeowner's story later where it is infuriating. How about if you're in a condo association? You got a condo. Do you have the best rates? Amber Scholl has a great team. They'll work with a home, a condo. We've had some folks call in the first 10 days or so on the real estate side, and they've received great feedback and have already reached out to Amber saying, we're in. So it's American Family, but then you need an office. And how you attract on Amber and the team, it's simple. TeamScholl.com. It's absolutely worth going online. TeamScholl.com. SCHOLL.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Three times for me, seeing the dead. Metrodome and twice at the Civic Center.
Civic Center or Met Center?
Pretty sure Civic Center. Pretty sure.
77?
No.
No.
That was 12.
Oh. Because the 77 show at the Civic Center is a great show.
Yeah, I don't think I was token up at 12. There are a lot of substances at all those shows, though. Shocker. What is our theme today? Trucking? Is that our theme? Driving?
Not quite. Not quite. It's close to that, though.
Okay.
The theme is trucks and bucks.
Yeah.
Because we have the cycle. We've got the derby tonight. So there you go.
How many seconds will you watch of the home run derby tonight?
Zero.
You?
I'll watch a little.
I don't think I'll watch any. It goes on and on.
He's not still doing it, is he?
They sometimes bring him back. I mean, remember when he retired?
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a great career. But
very busy retirement.
Yes, yes. Among the texts on who you blame and how have the wildfires affected your life, the wildfires are extremely affecting my life. There are so fewer topless women at my beach because of it. Okay. How many topless beaches do we have? Do we have just the one that's not too far from here?
Oh, Minneapolis, everything can be topless.
That's
now.
True.
We're on the state. That's
let them fly.
Supreme Court said so. Let's
Nothing's
go.
Changed, right? Are we seeing boobs of Palooza now? I mean, I haven't noticed a thing.
Five sets outside the window watching the show.
Got it.
Unfortunately, they're man boobs.
Yeah. When it gets awkward, by the way, going back to our conversation with Susie, I just pull my shirt over my head. How about this mean texture? We're talking about Jimmy Erickson's wedding. I'm not fazed. I mean, bravo. I'm happy
not
for
at
Jimmy.
All.
It's tough to decide who you're going to invite or not invite. Susie, man. And this texture, it's probably because Susie is the most insufferable human. Susie's many things. In no way. Is she the most insufferable human? Not even close. She's fun. And at a bash, great. Biden. It's Joe Biden's fault. I'm with Kendrick Lamar. I blame Drake. Sure. Want to blame Drake? Right. It's worked out rather well for Kendrick, I think. Now, Drake came out with something last week, right, where he was going after Kendrick, but then that kind of land with a thud.
Kind of how they've worked so far with Drake.
Yeah. I guess we could call Jason and ask him. He's the friend of the hip-hop community. Mm-hmm. He would know more about it. Chad, I did a blast trip to Nebraska. Got home Saturday at 6 p.m. When I got home, I asked my wife, who in the neighborhood was burning plastic? Yeah, it's gross. I read that thousands in Manitoba have headed for Saskatchewan. Yeah. Got it. Like most things in my life, I blame the Canadian band Nickelback.
Look at this photograph.
Are they, have they just owned that?
Yes.
They've just said, let's have fun with that?
Well, not only that, they still fill up concerts, and they're one of the most, I mean, as far as rock music goes, one of the most successful dollars-wise of all time.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Are you? Are the one of you guys going to the Yacht Rock thing this weekend?
No.
No, I won't be around.
Oh, that's where you're going, to Chicago. I'm going.
Nice.
Got a little Hozier. We got Alabama Shakes.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of people at Harriet Island. Got a little secret, sneaky way for me to get there?
I don't think there is one.
I don't think there is either.
Helicopter, drop you in.
Swim the river.
Oldest boy lives about by a bike, 15, 20 minutes away. I'm tempted to bring a couple bikes over.
Oh, go over the High Bridge. It's beautiful.
And do that, right? Will we ever see our bikes again, though? Maybe we just buy a couple bikes for, you know.
Rent them.
Yeah. Can I rent the e-bikes? Do we have those in St. Paul? Would you want to go? If you were in town, would you want to go? Hozier, Alabama Shakes?
Yeah, I'd check it out.
Yeah. Blame Martin Short for the smoke. Blame Bob and Doug McKenzie. coincidence that Trump threatened a 35% tariffs and then the smoke came back? I think not. Blaming Justin Bieber. Get rid of those tattoos. How is Justin Bieber doing?
They just released a new album, right?
Right. And he went after some folks. Looks horrible. Biebs?
Yeah, it's not been a good couple
years for
Biebs.
No, he looks incredibly.
It's too bad.
Incredibly thin. We're about to talk to excellent defense attorney Paul Applebaum on this Nicole Mitchell case, which first popped up when Jimmy Carter was president. I mean, this has been delayed so many times. Adam, as a newsman and talk show host, what's your curiosity level?
Fairly high.
I think mine's fairly high, too. You know?
And it's the family dynamics of it certainly play a role.
Dave?
I'll be interested.
I'm interested.
Absolutely. I'm more interested to see what she says.
Yep. And I'm not that interested in what I'm assuming will be 90% of the anticipated responses were the Democrats here, Republicans here. It would be nice if it isn't just so darn predictable. But yeah, it to me, it hasn't looked good for any part of this story.
No.
And I get family dynamics are complicated. And if there's memory situations, but that was the best way you were going to handle it, really? That seems dubious to me. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Adam back tomorrow. Jordana rejoins the show and Sheriff Dawana Witt, probably early. She's normally a 9 o'clocker.
Yep.
9 o'clock with Adam and Jordana. Aquarius, there are towns not too far from where I live where there's some serious water issues with Golden Valley and New Hope and Crystal, so I hope all those folks get back to where they need to be because you're boiling water, water pressure. That is a concern. So let's hope that is all resolved quickly. But it is a reminder, and that's an outlier. I get it. Just is a reminder how essential and how important good quality water is to us in all parts of our life. Let's say today when it's 90 degrees and you're outside and you're going for a jog or a walk or a run or a bike ride, bring water with you. You're at home. You're taking a shower. You're at home. You're making coffee. Aquarius is a way to help you out immensely in this area. AquariusHomeServices.com. They started family company 1987. They always say earning the right to be recommended. I'm recommending them off 30 years of experience with them multiple ways, including the fabulous Kinetico drinking water system, which I use every single day, whether it's for cooking, drinking, you name it. Right now, great savings available on that, up to potentially 25%. But how about a water softener? For I ran the dishes right before I came down here, for the washing machine, for the shower. How about all the things in your utility room? Because Aquarius has expanded dramatically. If you have an issue with something in your utility room, They can help you out. Track them down. Really good people. Tremendous customer service. AquariusHomeServices.com. Jury selection today. Becker County Courthouse. This involves State Senator Nicole Mitchell. This goes back to what happened April 22nd, middle of the night, early morning hours. She is entering the home of her stepmother, dressed in all black, saying she's going back. She drove up middle of the night to collect personal items, saying the stepmother had cut off the family and that other attempts had not worked. And this is how she was going to get her belongings. I'm sorry, for me, it does not pass the smell test. And I get it. Family issues can pop up all the time. But this was the best way to break into the house in the middle of the night where people are sleeping and you're dressed in all black. So this has obviously become political. It has been delayed. The Democrats wanted to keep her because the margin was so small in the Senate. The Republicans called them hypocrites. Then we had a pushback, including recently, with the awful tragedy involving the Hortmans and the Hoffmans. But it's beginning today. So our friend, excellent defense attorney Paul Applebaum, is with us. Paul, if you were representing Nicole Mitchell, what is your strategy?
Get a one-way bus ticket out of town.
Yeah. I don't think it sounds like you think she has a very good chance at this point, Paul.
I'll tell you what, the only chance she has, and this is a Hail Mary kind of a thing, where if she gets a couple people on the jury that maybe have had some family drama, like she has apparently lived through, and can get those folks on the jury and then sort of appeal to them where they are internalizing what her dilemma was, and then she can hang the jury with a couple jurors. I mean, she has no defense whatsoever. And I think the judge, I looked him up, he seems like an experienced judge.
Okay.
He's not going to let the defense attorneys wander off into all of these extraneous issues that don't pertain to why she was in the house at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
All in black.
Yeah. Drove up that far, you know.
And she drove, to Detroit Lakes. Oh, my God.
She's facing these felony counts, Paul.
Yeah.
I thought for a fair amount of time, just my own instincts and then talking to a couple attorneys, that before this would happen, they just would end up coming up with lesser charges and the trial wouldn't even take place. Did you feel that would happen? And is there any way it still could happen?
Yeah, I told everybody that I was talking to that this is going to plead out because, it's almost farcical. But I think maybe her attitude sort of angered the prosecutors. And not only did they not give her a plea bargain, they added another count of possession of burglary tools, which adds another half a year on her potential sentence. And I can't believe this is going to trial. I really can't, given that she has no moves to make.
One of the quotes I saw from the attorneys who's prosecuting defending Mitchell. We had many conversations with the county attorney from Becker County, and there was never the Venn diagram that we call it in the defense world, where there was a plea agreement offer that both sides maybe didn't love but would accept. What are you, if you're the defense, what are you offering? Just the time saved? I mean, because you're in an incredibly awful position for leverage, right?
You got nothing. What I would have advised, and I'm sure the lawyers did this. I'm not asserting that they have dropped the ball. You know, the client's the one ultimately who decides whether to take a plea or to offer a plea or how to resolve the case or which direction the negotiations go. But I would have told the client, look, here's the deal. You're going to apologize to everybody that you can think of. You're going to plead guilty and you're going to, try to get the most merciful sentence you can from this judge. Maybe even a the biggest issue they have is that they have a mandatory minimum 6 months on the burglary charge. So she's got to do 6 months. Now, that may not be behind bars, but, you know, I would have just said an apology in this case is your best defense.
Yep.
And you can lay out all of the stressors that you, you know, being in the legislature, the issues with your family, and you can just say, look, I lost it, and I made a horrendous mistake, and I'm sorry. Quite often, that's the best defense.
This is Paul Applebaum. He's excellent. You can hear that. We're talking about Nicole Mitchell, the senator, and her decision to drive up middle of the night, dressed all in black, break into her stepmom's house, and then when she was caught, she said, I'm not good at this, and just, oh, Paul thinks the chances are about impossible. I'm with him. In this same, and I want to give credit to NPR here, in this same interview, one of the defense attorneys is saying, talking about the possibility of Mitchell on the stand. Okay,
absolutely.
Okay, so take me through this. You're now representing her. And you know it's a Hail Mary, right? It's Roger Staubach to Drew Pearson in this town. Okay,
I thought I'd bring that up
just to torture people a little bit. Is it an automatic she's on the stand? Is it no way she's on the stand? Take me through that decision.
Okay, so very few clients. I almost always put clients on the stand because if you work with them enough, unless they're just horrendous people with a horrendous record, you can clean them up enough to allow them to tell their story, even if they're not very articulate. And this woman, I'm sure, is articulate. But she's got to take the stand. She's got to explain what it was, whether these were real or imaginary reasons for what she did, so that the jury can stand in her shoes and somehow feel, they humanize her. And you never know, you might catch a flyer with two or three jurors who are going to say, you know what, I get what she was going through. I went through that. And, you know, people make mistakes when they're under duress, like she claims she was. And you might get a hung jury. And I think that is the absolute best case scenario for her if this thing goes to trial. The one other thing, Chad, that I want to say is there's a concept called jury nullification, which is encouraging the jury to disregard all the evidence and let the client off the hook. That is a doctrine that has long since gone. It used to be, for example, in the Deep South, when God forbid an African-American would be lynched and the defendants would be tried in their home county, obviously guilty, and the jury would let them off. And that's the worst example of jury nullifications. But there's no way this judge is going to let the defense bring in all of these extraneous facts in an attempt to nullify the jury. He's too experienced. I've tried that in loser cases myself and got shot down immediately by the judge.
Nicole Mitchell is a Democrat. I think most people know that, but just reminding that. If you're a part of this process again, Paul, and you're trying to find the right jurors, either side, are there a lot of political questions as opposed to it's just an everyday citizen who broke into their stepmom's house under the same circumstances where it just looks like a burglary to all of us? We're not asking political questions then. Is her job a big part of this, or is it not a factor at all?
Well, she's a Democrat from Woodbury, and I'm assuming that Detroit Lakes is heavily, heavily skewed towards Trump. And so I think you got to bring it up. I just do. You can't ignore it because they're going to be thinking it, so you may as well get it out, and maybe you can strike some of these jurors who can't be unbiased. You could strike them for cause. I think you got to bring it up. As much of a Pandora's box as it might open, it's a mess. It's just really a tough case for the defense attorneys. And like I said, a hung jury would be a sensational win for them.
And then they just go back, right?
Or they may negotiate after a hung jury. Everybody might be sick of the case, you know, and just go, look, let's get this thing worked out. The problem is the felony that she's got, and she's so obviously going to get rung up on that. You know, it's a very serious felony, and it carries a mandatory minimum. And they've tacked on this burglary tools charge, and that adds more time. And so if it were me, I would just say, look, it'll be a miracle if we get a hung jury, and then after that we can maybe the prosecutor will have an appetite to get rid of this thing because they've gotten their publicity out of it, right? And you know, there's no sense kicking her when she's down like this, and just let her give her a side door exit. So,
Paul, very good as always. Enjoy your day. You're good. I appreciate you coming on. We'll reach out again.
Good to be here. Thanks,
Paul Applebaum. Good luck, Nicole Mitchell. Good luck. She's guilty. She's guilty.
Seems that way. He's also not very good at that.
Yeah. Even if you have an incredibly difficult family situation, and you're a rarity right now in life, if you haven't had something that at the time, family-wise, you thought, what is going on? Or I can't stand this person. Or how did we get in this situation? And if you lose your father and you feel like some things are yours and you're getting no response back, that's hard. You know what you don't do? You don't dress in all black, drive from Woodbury, sneak in the middle of the night, take the stuff, and then feel like you're going to get away with it because you just say, I'm not good at this.
Who hasn't tried to be a cat burglar once in their life?
And the politics are so obviously fraudulent on this one. Because
that's never happened before.
Never, ever happened before. Because every one of us knows if this was a Republican, the Republicans would have said one thing. If it was a Democrat, they would have said another thing. I know the Republicans came out quickly on Eichhorn and child prostitution. Okay, that's not the same thing.
Bit of a different crime.
Bit of a different crime. And I'm not defending. She's guilty. She is guilty. The disgust level and the indefensible position you're in with soliciting underage prostitution compared to a family situation, not quite the same thing. You want to chime in? You can, as always. You want to sponsor these lines? That'd be great. They're the Harrigan Hotline right now.
Yeah, outbid me. Good luck.
Outbid Dave. It's a number. We're not going to tell you the number. It's a number that Dave has offered up. 651-461-9226. What about something that happened to Dave yesterday? We come back. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. And maybe with the disaster that has become my golf game, maybe I need to just go every day. Because I'm taking it so far inside, and then I'm just trying to time it, and I'm over the top. It is a... I should burn my clubs. I mean, maybe it's a seance. Is that what they do, you know?
Sure.
Try that. And actually, I just sell them. They're nice clubs. Maybe I just need to stretch more. I still go to Stretch Lab. We're going to go to Stretch Lab this week, Q and I. In fact, I'm going to call out and make an appointment at one of the double figures of locations of Stretch Labs in town. StretchLab.com. Why am I going there? Trained specialists. Months of training. Every one of us needs more elasticity. We need more pliability. We need more flexibility. Yeah, you want to keep going at home, but get a plan, get a program. See what the pros show you when you go to Stretch Lab. They'll assess you, and you're going to be different from Dave, from me, from everybody. And it could be your 12-year-old sixth grader loves to hoop, or your grandmother who's 75 and still loves to move. You want to hit that golf ball longer? You want to find that club face? You want to find the middle of the racket in tennis? You want to jog a little better? You just want to feel better? StretchLab.com can do it. 25, 50-minute sessions. I'll see you there sometime soon. Lineup reminder, we're switching Chip and Overrated today. Chip has other business. So Chip's with us 105 or so. Overrated 205. Pollution control and this god-awful air, 135. And a little Trump, Epstein, Russia talk later in the show. You had a birthday yesterday.
I did.
happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. You know what I think of you? I think you are a great human being.
True.
You're a great father.
True.
And you're a tremendous producer.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And I'm lucky to work with you. And I mean all of that. How was the day?
It was a good day.
Yeah?
It was much better than my birthday last year when it just poured rain all day.
And that was a big one.
Yes, that was 40.
That was 40.
That was softball tournament day and me as the coach having to just communicate with parents complaining about the weather.
Oh,
when are we going to play? I don't know. It's pouring. There's lightning outside. Wait till it's done, then we'll maybe figure it out. That was last year.
Such a good reminder. Remember those days, especially with Hunter. Yeah, Griff, too. And just going to the coach, and I'm just sitting there. It's pouring out. That's not Belinda there.
Yeah.
Okay? They're going to play. Is it canceled? They would have told us. You think they're just sitting down the news?
Yeah. They're working on 12 fields with five different grade levels. We don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, the team had the common sense and courtesy to get knocked out by Saturday, so I didn't have to worry about that yesterday.
Cheering against the kids you're coaching.
We'll talk about that coming up in Overrated.
Yeah.
Adam would be very proud. But no, it was a good day. It was not, didn't do a whole lot, kind of low key. It was me and the little one in the morning, and we headed over to my in-laws' house. We get to borrow their boat. They got a fishing boat that we get to borrow
nice.
A week and a half when we head up north. So we were cleaning it out and making sure everything was ready. And then we found out the batteries were dead. So in the afternoon, that meant a trip to go pick up a couple new batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met the girls and my wife. They were at a local beach while I was doing the battery thing, and we splashed around in the water a little bit, and then went over to my parents' house for a nice little steak dinner on the deck.
Okay. Who makes the steaks?
My mom and dad did it all together. My dad did the grilling. She kind of took care of all the...
Other food?
Oh, yeah. Accompaniments.
Okay. How's your dad on the grill?
He does okay.
Does okay.
You know what? He knows how I like my steak, which is much more rare than he's like well done.
Oh,
come cook
on.
It till it's
seems
crisp.
Like such a nice guy. Why is he doing that?
But he understands that that's not acceptable in my house.
No,
so he did a nice medium rare yesterday. It was very solid.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that is any presents you want to share?
The family got me. Let's see, what do I got? I got a new pair of sunglasses.
Yep,
I got this nice little that one right there, little metal water bottle thing.
I like it.
A couple books that are for the kids, but it's of a series that I really enjoy reading them. So
that's helpful.
Yeah.
I remember it. You're just more involved. You're into it.
Yeah. And my parents gave me cash. Nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing wrong with that. Happy birthday.
Thank
again.
You.
Give Dave a follow. He's got a Crohn's Colitis Foundation shirt on today. That's an organization that means a lot to him. He'll occasionally post things about Crohn's and colitis because of his wife. You can donate. You can just follow him, whatever you want, on the Twitter machine. Follow Dave. Dave_Harrigan. I will offer up stuff. I offered up something. Two things that we're going to talk about today on Twitter. One, we've already talked about the air quality. Another one that's coming up in Overrated at 2:05. So follow me, Chad Hartman Show. And then also Instagram, the occasional photo. Video, nonsense, not politics. Chad Hartman Show on Insta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.